producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I think there's a very good chance that we're going to have the maximum number of delegates coming out of Minnesota.
Ron Paul was right.
Robert Scott Bell.
Feral pigs and piglets on small family farms in the state of Michigan are now illegal and considered invasive species. Hide them or they'll get shot.
Robert Scott Bell.
Mr. Chair members, I present to you AB 2109. This bill will provide accurate medical information to parents who are considering exempting their children from vaccination.
I am Dr. Don Hart.
Excuse me, no more testimony, just to say whether you support or oppose the bill.
I oppose medical fascism backed by voodoo science.
Thank you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Come on down, stop on by, hop a carpet and fly to another Arabian night. Arabian night, like Arabian.
Hide, Aladdin! Run, Aladdin! Get away! 30% of Republican primary voters says the national security threat posed by the nation of Agrabah demands U.S. military intervention, according to a new poll released on Thursday. Now, for all of my friends who are still lefty and Democrat, and you get mad at me anytime I pick on your favorite leftist candidate, 30% of the Republican electorate not looking so bright at the moment. Public policy polling, admittedly a left-leaning firm, also found that supporters of GOP presidential frontrunner Donald Trump were more likely to favor bombing the made-up Arabian nation from the 1992 animated film. I like to call it Aladdin, but it's Aladdin. I know. I don't go to the movies much anymore. Trump won 45% support among those who advocated the bombing of Agrabah. Am I saying that right, Ben? Agrabah. Okay. I'm putting a British tint to it. Agrabah. Compared to just 22% support from those who opposed it. 13% of Republicans says they opposed bombing the country. Well, thank goodness for that. 13% not warmongers, and they're probably the few, the proud, the Rand Paul supporters, those who don't believe in bombing every nation around the planet that they, you know, they want to convert to some form of democracy that we aren't even supposed to have here. Plurality of Democrats, 36%, also opposed the measure compared to 19% who say they support it. So there are some Democrats that evidently would bomb Agrabah. It's the age and era of low information voters. But no, that's been the case through much of the 20th century, we have to admit. As the growth of the police state, the medical fascist state, the medical and military industrial complex has grown, the debt that they've basically added on to, no matter who they are, Paul Ryan, Speaker of the House, now, what is it, a $1.2 trillion, nobody can read it. Everybody should vote for it. Hey, look, we all held heads and said, kumbaya, we're all good. Let's see. Op-Ed can connect through Skype if you want. Our humble and lovable millennial producer there, Ben, if you can look for him on there, either way would be fine. So just let me know if he's plugged in. But I just I don't like to get political yet. I know once a week on the Robert Scott Bell Show, remember, we're not just Sundays anymore. For many years now, we've been 6 days a week, Monday through Friday as well. And every Thursday, we have the FDA Dragon Slayer on the show. His name, Jonathan Emort. You know, he's a hero of mine. He's done extraordinary work from the inside. He did some work for the Reagan administration, and he's a guy that wants to take out the bureaucratic oligarchy as much or more than anybody that I've met. He also wrote a number of bills for Ron Paul when he was in Congress, and, you know, a man of constitutional principle, to say the least. And we don't spend a lot of time on politics. I mean, we'll do some hit and runs, and we'll do some silly stuff here. But every once in a while, a story does warrant our attention, too. And for those who say, well, you know, Jonathan's a pretty intense guy. Well, yeah, he is intense. He's fighting the bureaucratic oligarchy from the inside. He can't afford non-intensity. And there are certain things that he can't do on the air with me, lest it would reflect on the environment he's interacting in. So remember that. When you hear Jonathan, you go, wait a second, is that, did I hear that right? Jonathan's a good guy. He's battling for us in there. So check out his book, Restore the Republic, as well as, well, it's all about the tyranny, you know, the rise of tyranny. That book is extraordinary. So anyway, bombing Agrabah. See, this is the thing about the idea is like, well, we got to be bigger and badder than everybody. You know, Ted Cruz, you know, you could say, hey, he's good on some things. And then you go, well, he says some pretty stupid stuff, too. Let's see, where else do we have? Do you have op-ed information there back in the studio, Ben? Connect with him. Okay, well, he's looking for you anyway. No problem. We'll get him in as soon as we can here. We've got a lot to do today. In fact, we're going to enhance your brain power in the second hour today. If anybody that really wants to bump up their brain power, we've got some great information. Stephen Huer is going to be joining us. School will be in session. I know it's holiday time. We're almost to the shortest day of the year in the Northern Hemisphere, but guess that? That means the light is coming back in just a couple of days. And I can't wait because my crops are just, they're going gangbusters even in the so-called winter here in the Southland. So, op-ed, my millennial producer, how are you, my friend? What is he singing? Can Ed hear me?
Oh, this is Ed Spencer. I wonder if I've got the wrong Ed.
Yes, you got the wrong Ed. Op-Ed, my humble and lovable producer, no problem. My assistant producer. We'll work on that. That's okay. That's okay. Now, if we look at the growth of the police state, the growth of the medical fascist state, you tell me Hillary Clinton is your answer if you're on the left because you don't think Bernie Sanders can win, right? Because is he the left's answer to Ron Paul for some of you? Well, they're not going to let him win on the Democrat side. They don't want him to run because they think it's a slam dunk for whoever, even Donald Trump, to beat him. They still think Hillary Clinton can win. I don't know who can win in a head-to-head battle with Hillary Clinton because she is the establishment candidate, as you know, and probably much preferable to Rand Paul for those who support the military-industrial complex and the invasion of every country that they can. General Electric and MSNBC love Hillary, would love her to be in there. Edward Snowden just came out and said it's just frightening what she did in the debate. I mean, everybody that you know, wants a peace candidate should recognize that Hillary Clinton ain't your gal. And where are we going to go then? And I'm here to say, listen, as much as I said Rand Paul's probably the best we got running, I'm not a guy in the tank for him either. I just know constitutionally he's grounded in those principles better than anybody, and that even if he agrees with certain things I disagree with, he would not agree with the state's coercive capacity to force me or you into something you don't want to do. And that's okay in my book, relatively speaking. At the same time, even if he were, just as we said, even if Ron Paul were to get to be president, there is so much momentum, so much inertia within the bureaucratic oligarchy, so much ownership of government by global corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state. They would do a scorched earth policy and destroy the country rather than allow it to get into the hands of somebody who really was liberty or libertarian minded enough to dismantle the police state, the medical police state, for instance. That would be a step too far. We can't have medical freedom in the it wasn't put in the Constitution, much to the chagrin of Benjamin Rush, who signed the Declaration of Independence and was physician to George Washington. I'm not here to be a doggy downer on the elections, but listen, if you think that anybody you send into the swampland of 10 miles square, known as the District of Columbia, is going to really change things for you. The only thing they can do is change things for the worse, for the most part, the way things are lining up. And so the best thing you can do is to regain your power, take the power back. Of course, you risk being considered an enemy of the state simply because you want to be autonomous and left alone. That now is, well, suspicious activity. You want to grow your own food? Oh, my gosh, what's wrong with you? You want to produce your own power? What the heck is wrong with you? You don't want to have your country invading other nations without a declaration of war by the People's House, the House of Representatives, as it's set up in the Constitution? What's wrong with you? You must be an Islamic terrorist or something strange like that. And so this is the kind of thing we're dealing with when the voice of Rand Paul, again, I'm going to say this, hear me now, as they say. I am not in the tank for any one candidate except to acknowledge when someone says something right. When Bernie Sanders says something right, we're going to say it. Okay? We're going to acknowledge that. That's just the way we roll here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. RobertScottBell.com, by the way, the links are up in the show notes at RobertScottBell.com. We got Op-Ed finally. Ed, my friend, how are you? Ed, are you there? Are you messing with me, Ben? He's connected, but he can't hear me. Okay. Well, Ed decides not to be here and be here at the same time. At the same time, we've got the war machine in Los Alamos. Remember, this is where a lot of the nuclear research is done, the nuclear bombs that are made. They're all now claiming, well, we're not so big and bad and mean and nasty making nuclear bombs to obliterate all the people of planet Earth. Los Alamos is now claiming to be turning its nuclear weapons power to the war on cancer. That's right. They're like, oh, you know, we're not the war on people. We're on the war on cancer. We are going to invest. What that really means is we're going to steal money from you, the taxpayer, and convert some of that money into some kind of colliding something or other where these super fast accelerators jam protons into another radioactive element to release something called alpha-emitting isotopes. Alpha-emitting isotopes. They call it AC-225. And they say they're relatively feeble, they're not easy to produce, but they don't do much damage past the targeted area. So it's a weaker, kinder, gentler form of radiation. And what they want to do is tie it to antibodies directed at cancer cells, and they say, we can kill the cancer cells without killing you. Well, we can do that already as well with carnivora, with detoxification methods, with selenium. We can do that. Yet they want to do it at Los Alamos because they don't want to be left out of the inevitable departure of the American people and the people of planet Earth from the idea that nuclear radiation is the answer to cancer, when in fact it is the cause of cancer. Through the last 50, 60, however many years since the nuclear era arrived, and they started blasting these isotopes into the atmosphere, whether it be for bomb-making purposes and blowing stuff up, or whether it be for energy production. Cancer has risen from rare to 1 in 2 men and 1 in 3 women, and climbing. It could be 1 in 1 if this keeps going. So no, Los Alamos, I'm not impressed by your research into AC-225. Radiation is not the answer to cancer. Man, I guess we got to go to basics. But then again, we got voters that are going to vote for Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, warmongers on the left and the right. Although Bernie might be a little less of a warmonger. We'll see. Moment of Duck coming up next.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Go to robertscottbell.com. Thanks to OpEd, the notes are up. RobertScottBell.com. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, right here on GCN and heard around the world. Also on Talk Network, iTunes, TuneIn, Stitcher, Epic Times, and across the pond, UK Health Radio. Our next story actually comes from Great Britain. We'll get to it in a moment, but I just want to check in to make sure we got producer and co-producer, Super Don and OpEd with us. Super Don, check in.
Present.
Present. OpEd, are you here?
Present.
The gang is all here. The gang is all here. Now, I'm debating whether we dive right into this story or finally get some peace of mind over the fact that 30% of the Republicans want to bomb Agrabah from Aladdin, the Disney movie. What do you make of this, OpEd?
Well, it's interesting because it shows you how little people read nowadays, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously these people read this study, there are 41 questions on this thing, and most people have no idea where Iraq is on the map, you know? So when someone named a country that sounded a little bit Arabic to them, and they're being told by the GOP establishment that terrorists are the next black plague, any country that sounds like it is a positive to the bomb, right?
Well, this is where Donald Trump comes in, because he'll say stuff, but he doesn't go into depth on much of anything. You know, build the wall, bomb the, you know, heck. I mean, listen, we can agree with some things Trump says. I mean, I can agree with some things that even Bernie Sanders says. But the depth of, you know, where it's coming from, a principled stand versus I'm going to beat my chest and sound tougher than anybody else, and that should win me votes. It tells you how either desperate for change, which I acknowledge and understand why the American voters are, but the change that you're not looking for is a change that is based on shallow emotion, however real it is, as opposed to deeply held personal convictions and constitutional principles.
Well, you know, it's interesting. You look at the other questions that are also asked in this. So one saving grace, 57% said they were unsure. All right, so 13% said they were opposed, 57% said they were unsure. So they weren't like, yes, bomb anything. You know, the 30% yes said they were going to bomb it. But then you also look at this. There's two really cool questions in there. One was, looking back at the Japanese internment camps, 49% said they would have opposed Japanese internment camps. And then on top of that, 53% said that Islam should be legal in the United States in the same poll.
Well, I think that shows the majority do not want to, despite Yale University students, do not want to ban the First Amendment, right, which includes freedom of religion.
Yes.
And that includes the religion of the Force, right? Because Super Don has seen The Force Awakens. I have not. No spoilers yet, anybody. It's too soon. I'm hoping to take the family this afternoon. I could talk with Liam about it tomorrow or something. But Super Don, anybody there look like they were in the Sith religion?
I didn't notice any Sith lords walking around or anything, no.
Okay, all right. So, you know, just choose your costume accordingly. I wonder if they're dressing up like, what is that midnight movie from all those years ago? Rocky Horror?
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Where everybody dresses up. Yeah. Are they dressing up in costume?
That was, you've gone and seen that, right?
Yeah, I agreed. Yeah.
I tell you what, I heard a lot about it. This was back in the day when I was a teenager, and the very first one I went to, somebody said, hey, you got to go. It's a lot of fun. Everybody dresses up, and they do all these acting things and stuff.
Yeah.
And there's one particular scene there where there's this guy in this wheelchair, and he said, I believe he says something like, Great Scott.
Yes, yes.
And when they say Great Scott, people throw toilet paper.
Right,
like Scott tissue, right?
Yeah.
Well, I happen to be the lucky guy that was standing in the back of the theater as all this is going on, and some knucklehead decided to take a roll of toilet paper, but you know he couldn't just throw a regular roll of toilet paper; it had to be a wet.
Oh no! Did you take that in the back of the head or the head on? And do you recall how you got hit? No, they knocked him out. They knocked him
they
out.
They knocked him out. He's gone.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I know the first time I went to see the Rocky Horror Picture Show, I was a teenager. Of course, that was a long time ago. And I promptly fell asleep. I don't know if I was bored or just tired because I'm not used to staying up that late. But I'm probably the biggest nerd there. He can't even stay awake through the Rocky Horror Picture Show midnight showing. Op-Ed, do you have time to stick around? Because I got a few stories. We do have a moment of duh and maybe a couple of more things on the bombing of Agrabah from Aladdin. And,
yeah, sure.
Okay, then we have the year in weed coming up as well. And there's a really hilarious Australian anti-pot public service announcement. And we'll see how successful they are. Yeah. We'll see if we can all be sloth-like, if that's the case. All right, folks, the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. We've got a lot of it. Brain power on, not steroids, but something equivalent, but safe. We're going to talk to you how to increase your brain power next hour with Stephen Huer. Check it out, robertscottbell.com, 866-939-2355. If you'd like to be part of the show, you can dial in right now.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bear-Terrell.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we finally got everybody at home where they belong, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. The whole team is here momentarily anyway. We'll see how long that lasts. Super Don and Op-Ed. And it's good to have you guys with us as we head into the Christmas holiday week. We've got live shows this week as well. We do have some encore scheduled, obviously Christmas and such, but they'll be good, the kind that don't require expiration dating. We'll get you that. And also the Detoxify Fridays. We'll have new Detoxify Friday events with Dr. Daryl Wolf. Very excited about that. We're going to some deep-level emotional healing and detoxification. First and foremost, I mean, we've got a few stories I'm behind on already, but it's okay. We're going to get there. We're going to get through it. And I always want to help the kids. And the closest one to a kid right here on the program is, in fact, Op-Ed. He's not a kid. He's an adult, but he's in the millennial realm. Sometimes we make fun of him. Sometimes we bow down to him because he's so smart. But the main thing we want to do is make sure he's getting adequate nutrition. You know what that means? It's time. Yes, it is. It's been a while since we've had one of these, but it is now time for today's
Moment of Duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
No, today's Moment of Duh is not sponsored by a donut in every pie hole, but it's getting sort of that way. To help your kids get better grades, feed them. Feed them, according to a new study out of Great Britain. The Cardiff University study published recently in the journal Public Health Nutrition. Op-Ed, you're closer to that your memory zone, probably better than Super Don's mine. Do you remember eating breakfast? Because evidently they're saying it's pretty good, pretty important for kids.
Oh, I love breakfast. It's the only day eggs are like, you know, the staple food, you know?
Yeah, so it isn't a donut in every pie hole in a millennial generation. Pop-Tarts are us. That was my upbringing, just so you know. I don't know, Super Don, were you on Pop-Tarts for breakfast, or did you have actually decent breakfast?
You know, it depends. When I lived at home, it was a decent breakfast. When I kind of first went out on my own, sure, you know, you had the Pop-Tarts or the breakfast pastries. How about a good cinnamon roll, right?
A good cinnamon roll, right? But not from the mall. Homemade, I hope. Homemade. But yes, Little Debbie did that. It was breakfast. You know, it was like all the refined carbohydrates you can cram into a little body. And do they make the distinction here in this article? They say breakfast consumption consistently associated with general health outcomes and acute measures of concentration and cognitive function. Evidence regarding links to concrete educational outcomes has until now been unclear. And I'm just going to say this. If your kid is going to school without breakfast, unless he's just loaded with chromium like my son is, you're going to have a hypoglycemic kid that's not going to function well. You've got to get the minerals in the morning. That is critical because their body has been detoxing if they're, hopefully healthy enough to do so at night. Kids with liver congestion are all too common, as are kids with cancer and everything else where this thing is going. But this study, I call it a moment of duh. Because I just thought if I can interview any parent out there, even the low information voter parent, would they agree that breakfast is probably better to serve their kid than not? I'd be hard pressed to find a parent who says, oh, no, definitely. We avoid breakfast at all costs because, you know, my little Johnny does horrible at school when he has breakfast.
You know, the breakfast thing has been a staple of, you know, just common sense for years. I mean, I've always heard, you know, that you got to start your day off with a good breakfast. My parents, my grandparents, everybody's followed that advice for as long as I can remember.
Well, and if your kids don't eat breakfast, feed them some cannabis. They'll get hungry enough to eat it. No, I'm just kidding. No, especially not in Australia, where they've got a big campaign, an anti-pot campaign. The public service announcements are going out all over Australia, and embarrassingly enough, they've reached our shores in the United States, and they are embarrassing for Australia. Their hashtag is Stoner Sloth. Stoner sloth. Now, everybody knows what a tree sloth is, like those big, long, hooked, bear claws kind of things, but they're like slow animals, mammals, and they're like, you know, lazy. So they're trying to play on that and then prey on you. It's like, kids, you don't want to be a stoner sloth. In fact, we have some audio on this. What is this, Super Don? Are they actually saying it in the commercial here? It was funny.
This is one of the commercials, and basically they're trying to paint this picture that if you happen to consume cannabis in whatever form, that you do not have the ability to even know what your name is or, you know, I mean, right along those lines. Here's an example of what they are trying to say smoking marijuana or cannabis will do to you if you happen to be sitting at the dinner table.
Jason, could you pass the salt, please, darling? Jason, the salt.
He sounds like a feeble Chewbacca. Ooh, ooh. I've never met a stone teenager that talked like that. Have you? I don't recall that. Pass the salt. You didn't do any homework. Well, listen, kids don't do homework even if they're not stoned, if they know what you're by. I mean, I know
tell
that.
You, what I think they really accomplished here is providing some absolute hilarious entertainment for people to sit around when they're smoking weed and laugh their asses off.
Dude, I'm not high, and I was giggling. You've got to watch these things. Did you link that? You did link that in the show notes, didn't you?
I sure did. Oh, the least God. Effective anti-drug campaign ever.
Ever. That's got to go. The Aussies are number one in sucking the eggs on an anti-drug campaign, although, you know, the cannabis issue, of course, we've talked about it at length over the years now, about how it's a distinct and different category. And I don't even think it should fall into the category of drugs necessarily, but I know that there can be arguments there. But it is a plant God created. Using it appropriately is absolutely phenomenal. And way safer than alcohol, which, you know, people go, oh, but alcohol's, you know, listen, you know, you don't hear people getting, you know, to the amount of, let's say, mayhem and problems when they're using that plant. That's not me advocating using it if you don't need to or want to, but it just perspective is all I'm asking for here, which leads us to the year in pot or the year in cannabis. Well, we got a big year in review, and I would say the cannabis update today is sponsored by our good friends at Cannavest, the CBD only from the industrial hemp plant, which doesn't cause you to get high, and it is legal in all 50 states. You can go to your local health food store, mom and pop store, and ask for Cannavest, the plus CBD oil. That's what I utilize, and you will be extraordinarily rewarded for all the wondrous things that CBD does. Now, in terms of the cannabis update in a broader sense, and by the way, that's cannavest.com. You can link up. There's a banner in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. It's been another big year for cannabis. I don't know, Super Don and Op-Ed, if there are any months that you saw in this 12-month review that stood out to you more than any other.
I think the summer, all those sprees of legalizations across the country, especially in Super Don's home state of Oregon.
Where he was,
November,
yeah.
Right? Yeah.
That was big.
That was a big deal. Not that I think a lot of people saw that coming, because Oregon has been probably one of the more cannabis-friendly states, for a long time. It was just kind of a formality, really. But, you know, there's some really cool ones here outside of just, you know, legislation, legalizing things in Washington, D.C., you know, making it available for medical purposes in a number of states. I think one that, Robert, I think you probably could say is one of the cooler ones was when Jamaica,
yes,
finally, the places that you would think that it should have already been legal, Jamaica on basically what would have been Bob Marley's 70th birthday legalized cannabis.
That
right?
was big. Yeah, I agree. I mean, that's the place where most of us learned about cannabis. You know, whether you went there or heard about it through Rastafarians, not Pastafarians, but Rastafarians. And to think that that place, of course, you know, here you have the global attack on plants because they would compete with the drugs of the pharmaceutical industrial complex. Let's be honest about this. It was a competitive issue. It was never about a safety issue. It was never about really not wanting people to get high recreationally. That was a ruse. And unfortunately, many of our friends within the religious community are still falling prey to that while they praise the doctors in their congregation and praise the drugs and the heroic efforts of oncologists to save your life with radiation and chemotherapy. I mean, these are toxic, evil, not plants, but war machine stuff, right? Radiation, bombs, and chemotherapy, mustard gas. This is not a life-affirming method of preventing or reversing cancer. And yet they're praised while the plant called cannabis has been referred to as the devil's weed because they fell prey to the propaganda efforts of the government in collusion with the, well, the pharmaceutical industrial complex and other industries. Op-Ed, are you seeing that still, or are we starting to make a dent there?
You know, I think that the millennial generation has wholeheartedly rejected the cannabis propaganda. I don't think I have a friend who hasn't tried marijuana, or I have a couple who probably smoke it daily. But yes, it's failed, I think. The propaganda has failed.
And those friends are not evil people. They're probably nice people.
No, they're absolutely. They're wonderful people.
Yeah, but they do walk around going,
that's all.
Right?
Oh, my gosh. That was incredible. I tell you what, Australia, in an unintentionally, the funniest anti-drug campaign ever, right? At least the ones we had in America, if you remember that. This is your brain with an egg, right? And crack, this is your brain on drugs, and they throw it into a frying pan and hear it sizzle. At least that wasn't funny. That was scary, right? That had impact, even if it wasn't necessarily accurate, especially if they were pointing at cannabis. But certainly, we're not endorsing street drugs any more than we're endorsing pharmaceutical drugs that are prescribed for cancer, for instance, and how dangerous and deadly they are. So it has been an interesting year, and I look forward to next year. Maybe in Florida, some movement goes on there, whether it be an attempt through a referendum or whether it be through the legislature. But every state's got to back off and nullify, or let's say not back off, but stop backing off from the feds and nullify the feds where they have no authority to ban a plant. It's not in the Constitution anywhere. Oh, and by the way, you mentioned, Super Nice, like we should check in with somebody on that breakfast thing, right? The story about breakfast. Is it a good thing, right? So we put the word out to Wilford Brimley. I don't know where he is, but we got him. We got him. And Wilford, what do you say about that thing about kids having breakfast? It's a good idea. Maybe they'll do better in school. What do you say?
It's the right thing to do.
Okay.
See, so look, consistent throughout all the years, right?
Yeah.
He was telling you that you ought to eat breakfast, and he could tell you where you could get your diabetes supplies. Or diabetes. Excuse me. Diabetes.
Diabetes, right, as he says it. Unlike the stoner's laws in Australia. Good day. All right. Let's check in with our friends from Great Britain and Austin Powers, perhaps. Are British teeth really worse than the teeth of the American people? That's a big story. We're going to cover it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it out, robertscottbell.com. We got Super Don. We got Op-Ed for one more segment. Then Brain Power with Stephen Huer next hour.
Great heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balance balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
In the health world, to the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Don't worry, my northern hemispheric friends, the light is returning momentarily. We're, I think, 1 or 2 days away from the solstice, and then the light starts coming back. Sorry about that, you Aussies. Be like the pothead tree sloths. He won't notice. It's all right. When the light goes away, where'd the light go? Gosh, everybody, you've got to watch those PSAs from Australia, those anti-pot PSAs. They're out. You don't even have to smoke. You will giggle. I giggle that I didn't smoke anything, I promise. Very funny. You can't help but laugh. You're like, I cannot believe they thought this was going to be dissuading people. Anyway, hey, a British tea story. UK Health Radio. Hello, our friends over there, Johan and the gang. Austin Powers, was he an indication? Remember, they actually, he put in like, Michael Myers put in like fake teeth because, one of the funny jokes is the Brits have horrible teeth.
Right.
And I guess it's partly true based on the diet in their history when they kind of lost balance. You know, it's not all fish and chips, I know, but that's going to impact pretty negatively on tooth health. And I don't think they knew anything about oil pulling. I don't know, do they fluoridate the water in Great Britain? Get back to me, I'm not sure. And that's, by the way, that's not a good thing. If you fluoridate, you can actually mottle and yellow your teeth. That's called fluorosis, if you will, dental fluorosis. But we're not into putting anything toxic in your mouth, and we want you to, have happy, healthy teeth. But according to this, the tooth hurts. British teeth are no worse. Listen to this. British teeth are no worse than Americans' teeth.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Austin Powers is definitely happy about that.
A little poetic justice there for Austin Powers.
Right. Hey, Op-Ed, you were in Britain for a while, weren't you?
Oh, sure was, up until 11.
Did everybody have yellow teeth when you were there?
Oh, no, it's a horrible stereotype. It's not real.
they have a socialized system, of course, the National Health Service. You can go see a dentist, I guess, easier. The question is, do they still use dental mercury? That is a question. I don't have an answer for that. But there are a lot of issues, let's say, common points between the United States and America because the dental profession is pretty similar. And dentistry has proved to be pretty awful to the health of most Americans.
You know, my theory of this is that because, and honestly, it was very hard to see doctors in England and that the socialized system. So what it did is it forced families to do a lot of natural protocols, take care of your teeth better, you know, a lot of flossing, other things. My theory is because of the socialized medicine, quality of teeth improved in England because no one was going to go see those dentists in the actual allopathic professions.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. So if you started pulling out from the mercury fluoride laden profession of dentistry, your teeth actually do better. Now, I'm not saying there's never a place for a dentist, don't get me wrong, but you want to be careful with the one you choose. If they still argue with you that mercury is perfectly fine in a silver filling, turn around, walk the other way, find someone who's got a brain on their shoulders that still works. That's going to be very important. But they say the health care, they always blame it on funding. Oh, it's like, well, the National Health Service is funded. The United States doesn't have that. It's like, no, it's not about money. It's although they say everything is about money, but the reality is it's about making better choices. Eating food that is not refined, keeping kids away from Halloween candy year-round. And these things are very real. Also, learning about the beauty and simplicity of oil pulling. Taking a teaspoon to a tablespoon of coconut oil, swishing and swirling it around. You could put an essential oil in there as well. The trace mineral known as silicon or silica being critical for tooth health, if you will. And listen, there's a lot of ways to address that. Yes, flossing is good, but eating food that is real is the most important thing you can do. And avoid fluoridated water, fluoridated toothpaste, fluoridated people. Avoid them. Like the you know what, the proverbial slothy pothead. No, in Aussie, in Australia, anyway. Super Don, you haven't been to England yet, so you just know it from Austin Powers.
Yeah, I've fallen prey to the stereotype as well, I'll admit. But I think it's interesting what Ed had to say, because it's almost like maybe at one time that stereotype may have been more fitting, but because perhaps people have not been going to the dentist as much as the American people have, maybe we've almost kind of flipped the script here on that stereotype, and now it's really America that has fit in that stereotype better than the Britons.
Yeah, there's plenty of bad teeth to go around in America, especially where you're not getting good toothy nutrition, so to speak.
Well, it's like you said before, Rob, right? Mm-hmm. Health insurance is honestly the worst thing you probably could have.
Well, good medical insurance is very dangerous because it mandates your participation basically in things that are not conducive to good health unless you're dealing with true emergencies, you know, interventions associated with getting hit by a bus or falling off the Humpty Dumpty wall. But that is, you know, that is distinct and different. We've never talked bad about that, although I wish they would include more arnica in emergency rooms around the United States. All right, folks, we're going to take a break. We'll be back. We got maybe an update from Sally Elcordi about the flu shot not mandated anymore in New York City. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.